Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women, helpers, and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We're tackling that tough reality that many in the healing professions often sacrifice their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this struggle firsthand and emerged with the insights and strategies to break this cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but also to cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. Have you ever asked yourself, why am I still tired? You do the things, you might even get good sleep, but you still feel drained and tired. Well, as you've heard many of my other episodes, there's many reasons for this feeling of tiredness and being drained. But in today's episode, we're going to be looking at how holding on to experiences, emotions, and beliefs drain your energy and how using forgiveness as a practice will help you to restore your energy. But first, if you like what you hear today, then I would highly suggest you joining the Abundance and Flow community on School. Not only are there free, awesome AF trainings in there, we are building a community of other helpers and healers to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. The link to join is in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. So as always, when we go into these topics that are sometimes really charged, I just invite you to put on that lens of curiosity, that lens of being the observer, and just looking to see if you resonate with the content in the podcast, if you resonate with the podcast in the trainings, and where it's applicable to you. I am a firm believer that you are here listening to this now because there is something in here for you, and there's something in here for you to put in your, you know, toolkit, or something for you to heal and work through, or something for you to pass on to a client or to a friend. And so again, just looking through curiosity and taking what you resonate with and using that to help you have more energy, and maybe others have more energy as well. So forgiveness, that's a big topic. And I think there's a lot going around about it right now, and which is true about a lot of the things that we start to talk about, right? Because there's that collective energy. And also very true around me, right? Because of where I'm putting myself is in these circles of people that are also doing the work so that we can do the work for other people as well. And so what is forgiveness? Like, we talk about it and we think about it, and usually we think about it in that we're letting someone else off the hook, right? But really, forgiveness can be thought of as a way to move energy that's stuck around past experiences and allow us ourselves freedom to move forward in the life we want, forward in the life we love, forward in a life of feeling that peace, the joy, the love, whatever it is that you want to feel and how you want to show up. If we use forgiveness as a tool to move the energy that's keeping us tied to the past, we will be able to move forward with more ease, more grace. And now, you know, that using that definition, what is forgiveness not, right? So what doesn't happen when we use forgiveness? And it's invalidating experiences, right? And I think a lot of times this is why we hold on to things and we don't choose to use forgiveness as a tool, if we even know what it is because we feel like it will invalidate our experience. We feel like it will make the other person right. It will make us wrong. It will take away the pain that they inflicted, et cetera, et cetera. Well, one of my core beliefs is that forgiveness is really not for the other person. Their judgment, their dharma, their karma, their consequences will all play out during their soul contract, but it's not up to us or the person they transgressed again to cast that, right? It will come soon enough, and it will come from source or universe or that karmic loop. It doesn't let them off the hook, so to speak. But what it does is let us off the hook from that experience. It lets us let go of that victim role. It lets us also, again, have that freedom, because it's not always about others, right? Sometimes forgiveness is for ourselves, And I'm going to talk a little more about that later. First, I want to jump into that idea of like some things, some other signs. Obviously, fatigue is a big one. When we're tied to past experiences, past thoughts, past beliefs, we drain our energy. It's not conducive to moving forward into the life that we desire. And therefore, it is out of alignment. And therefore, it is a drain. But also, people experience, you know, kind of persistent negative emotions. They have the same emotions over and over and over, and they can't shake it. They can't move past it. This happens in the body as well. So people, again, I explained the fatigue, but also autoimmune disorders, chronic pain, things like this, maybe signs that we're holding on to experiences and emotions that we could let go of, might show up in your relationships. Looks like mental distress, just that chronic stress. And like in a way that's debilitating and doesn't let you move forward, lack of peace. So where it's like perseverating on the experience or the feeling or the emotion of something, and you get stuck in that loop and you get triggered about it often, and you're bringing it up every week with your friends or your spouse or your community or even just yourself in your own head. We avoid certain interactions so that it doesn't come up, so it doesn't trigger us, so it doesn't feel charged. We have a hard time moving, again, I've said this 100 times, moving forward, right? But this is really the whole idea about this forgiveness, is being able to jump into the life that you love, to live the life of your dreams, and to upgrow, up-level and grow. And perhaps this is take your business to a new level or your relationships to a new level. Sometimes we see self-sabotage. So this, especially if this forgiveness needs to happen to us for ourselves, right? So we need to forgive ourselves for our own behavior, actions, reactions. And we feel like we've done something wrong. This may show up in our confidence to move forward and do new tasks, especially if we're in that idea that we've made bad choices, bad actions in the past. And this may also show up just in your daily kind of work or your daily life as decreased productivity, procrastination, inability to concentrate, things like that. So what happens if we begin a practice of forgiveness? Well, we get to release the negative energy so that, you know, getting rid of that drain of the negative energy. We get to restore flow. So lots of times when we're holding on to emotions, experiences, trauma, beliefs, it becomes a stagnant type of energy, a block, we call that often. And letting go of the block allows restoration of energy flow, which all energy in our body always wants to be moving. And that's where the pain comes in of either our emotions or actually physical pain in our body or not accomplishing goals, is the stagnant energy. We get to balance different energy centers in our body. So again, other calls have talked about that as well. And if you're stuck like in guilt or shame, you may have a certain energy center in your body that is blocked or weak or even hyperactive. The other piece about forgiveness is, you know, energy is not created nor destroyed, right? But if we can move it from one place to another or outside of us and then back in, we can transmute that. We can change that. We can change the circumstance. We can change the way we felt and perceived the experience by looking at it as an observer and from an outside view. What else could have been true in that situation? Anytime we're able to move energy, we allow new energy to also come in. And this could really look like, you know, being able to pull in energy of a higher frequency. So we could up level or align with a higher frequency. We may also be, as we move through and gain confidence and being able to let go of certain emotions, experiences, beliefs, know that we have the power to do that. And the turnaround time of that can become quicker and quicker. It can be in an instant, right? I have a thought. I should have prepared more for this podcast. And the instant I have that thought, I have, and then we talk again about this a little bit later, but I have pulled in a thought that's untrue, right? And I can let that go as easily as I brought it in. And so I can be like, oh, I prepared just enough because I already know the content. I don't need to overthink it. Done. Right? Or using the practice that I'll show you in a little bit as well. And again, it's really what opening this up, we get to connect with that love for ourselves, that love for others in a way that's unconditional. So we are born in unconditional love, really, right? But it is pretty soon after we're born, within the first year, we start to look outside of us for love. And we start to look outside of ourselves for if we're doing the right thing. And we start to look outside of ourselves to know what to do next. And if we can pull that back in and connect with ourselves and learn that we get to choose how we want to feel, and we can connect with ourselves in that. And that is really, really empowering. So what is there to forgive anyway? And this is almost a trick question, right? Because I feel like many of the times that we think about a situation or an experience or emotions, that we have created our own, for lack of better terms, hell around it, right? And other people, source, ourselves could just as easily forgive us in an instant. And so you may see if this resonates with you. It's been resonating with me, and this idea that of that immediate forgiveness, and that, you know, your higher power, where what words you use to describe that, God, source, universe, love, really does forgive in an instant, right? And some of us, through our upbringings, our religions, our experiences, have learned this idea of penance, really. And we have in our mind that we need to atone for these things. And perhaps there may be truth to that, but most of the time, forgiveness, again, can just happen that quickly if we have a practice. And so with that idea, is that idea that, again, source forgives you in an instance. And that really is, you know, tied to the idea of quantum time. This instance, this little tiny pinpoint in time, is really of minor consequence, right? And if source forgives you an instant, or in an instant, are you creating the guilt, shame, judgment? And are you creating then a tie to that experience? For whatever reasons, there's lots of reasons, right? And that may be these ideas, limiting beliefs, or you're not good enough, or you were wrong, the other person's wrong. Shame on them, shame on you. Shouldn't have done it that way. I feel bad because of, and then the judgment. This one, you know, is always a practice for me. I have just been really an observer of people all my life. However, I really perceived that idea of good, bad, right, wrong. And that was a part of who I am. And I am slowly learning to see it differently, right? Some other things that those ties you create to those experiences is that you haven't done enough. You haven't done the right thing. I was kind of talking about that. Things that are good, things that are bad, the way we reacted, the way others reacted. And every time we have a thought like that, and every time we have a thought that separates us from unconditional love, source energy, God energy, then it's an opportunity for forgiveness, right? Oh, sorry, I had that thought. Please forgive me. Because as we encourage those thoughts, then we start to believe them, but they're also false witness. They are not true. It is a perception that we have developed around the experience or ourselves or about other people. And, you know, kind of going back to that, where we start to separate ourselves as young ones from that unconditional love, it's really there in a way to show us who we are, complete our soul lessons. And as we learn to heal these energetics, it invites us to find our way home to our true, like our true authentic self, our true love, that true source or freedom energy. And this is why we do it, right? This is why the practice of forgiveness is really to be able to connect to your authentic, true, like truth with a capital T self, and to be able to live life through that, because that's where abundance comes from. That's where flow comes from. That's where ease and grace and peace and calm comes from, is when we can quiet that mind and quiet those judgments and quiet those held emotions. And again, it's not to invalidate experiences. They happen, they shape us. They make us. But if we're living in those past experiences, we don't get to have a presence, and we don't get to have the future, you know, that we're looking for. One of the things that I, you know, it reminded me of is just that idea of when you keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, right? And it doesn't happen. Some people say this is the definition of insanity. It's been shown that perhaps that's not true, but still, it is the same thing over and over. And if you don't change the input, you're going to always have the same output. And so we're really looking at forgiveness as one of the practices back to ourself, but also the freedom to have the life that we want. And some may say deserve, and some may say desire, and some may say, you know, our soul mission, something like that. So again, take, you know, what resonates with you on those things. And as always, again, through my techniques and my calls and my podcast, you're really going to start to see a method or a thread that weaves in them all. But almost always, the very first part of the process is to get quiet, right? Either put on those curiosity lenses or the lens of the observer if you need to. I often say to my clients to just, you know, wrap yourself in a bubble of love, and so that you feel safe and protected and loved amongst the healing work, because sometimes it's challenging to look at it. And sometimes accepting and swallowing the piece that you've created this struggle and this disease in your life is hard, right? It makes, like, sometimes when I learn these lessons, I almost feel ill, like, oh, didn't realize I was creating that, right? But the other side is worth it, I promise. So getting quiet, right? Connecting to your source, connecting to yourself, connecting to collective energy, perhaps, connecting to love, however you feel at peace and safe and able to explore. And one of the most important things here is to let your ego kind of float away. And you can ask for that attention to just set it outside of you for now, or you can check into your heart space, your heart chakra, like jump in there, or just another place in your body. Your subconscious, again, tries to keep you safe. So we try to stay out of that place. But when we're moving forward into healing work on our own, right? We need to use the subconscious to access the information, but we don't want it to be limiting our growth. And then perhaps you've heard of, you know, the Ho'oponopono practice of forgiveness. And it's a simple mantra. However, it is so powerful, and it hits on the points that we need for forgiveness, right? And it's, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And so you can take any situation, any experience, any thought, any belief about yourself, anything that comes in, and some stuff is, you know, been in there a while. Other things, you know, like, oh, I'm so stupid, I forgot to fill up my water bottle before I got on this call. And you're like, oop, sorry. Like, source doesn't see me as stupid. So I'm gonna backtrack that, right? Like, I'm sorry. Sorry I had that thought that was not source thought. Please forgive me for that thought. Thank you for reminding me of who I am. I love you. That's an example. It can be as quick as, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. You can add in to, you know, the I'm sorry, the reason, or the please forgive me, the reason, or the thank you, or I love you, right? I do want to say, as you do the more work on things that are more charged or more emotional or more traumatic, you know, getting the help of a coach or a healer or a counselor, someone that can help you access that information in a really safe way, may be warranted. Some stuff we can just pass through us energetically without witness. And how you would do that is if you pull up the feeling, right? You have a feeling of guilt about something. Maybe it's your reaction. Maybe it's something that happened to you. And you can just work through it in this way as open and observational, but also just knowing that you're, again, not invalidating your experience, but you're worth living life from a different place. And that's worth the forgiveness. As we look into freeing up our energy, letting go of these ties that we've created out of judgment or guilt, they really don't serve us at all. And we have the ability to move through them with energetic tools, with intention, and catching ourselves in the act, right? So that really is sometimes the first part of the practice, the simple thoughts that we're having throughout the day and just allowing those to be forgiven. You'll be surprised once you start practicing, perhaps, how many times you have thoughts that are in transgression or false witness to what is true. I do want to mention that I do have a forgiveness exercise in the Abundance and Flow community over in school. I'll put the link to that in the show notes. That's complimentary, free exercise you can do to work through this more diligently and looking at those places in your life, your health, your business, and relationships that you're ready to move through. And there's some provocative questions in there to help you get the juices flowing on where you're holding on to these ties and then how to let go of them. And again, in there, there's also the opportunity to have a call with me. So if you ever get stuck on any of the complimentary exercises, you can sign up to have a complimentary coaching session and we can work through that with you as well. So again, forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness isn't for the other people, right? And it's to let go of the ties that are holding you hostage, holding you stuck in a life that isn't making you happy, that you're not feeling that joy, that fulfillment, and you're feeling tired and drained instead of vibrant and full of energy. I think that's all I have to say on forgiveness for today. So I just want to send you so much love and thank you for listening. And we will see you next time on Creating Flow. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow. And I want you to know I appreciate your presence and to remind you, knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.